Survey. Hong Kong's youth suicide rate hits historical high in the past year. The Hong Kong Jockey Club Center for Suicide Research and Prevention, in collaboration with the Suicide Prevention Services, released the latest suicide data for Hong Kong on September 8. It reveals that Hong Kong's suicide rate in 2022 was 14.5 per 100,000, a 1.9% increase from the previous year. Notably, the suicide rate among young people surged from 6.2 in 2014 to 12.2 in 2022, reaching a historical high. CSRP calls on stakeholders from all sectors to contribute to improving the mental health of Hong Kong's youth. According to CSRP, based on data provided by the Coroner's Court, the estimated suicide rate in Hong Kong for 2022 is 14.5, showing an upward trend and a 17.9% increase from the previous year. Among those aged 15 to 24, the youth suicide rate has risen sharply from 6.2 in 2014 to 12.2 in 2022, reaching an all-time high. The risk of suicide is most pronounced among individuals with lower education levels and the unemployed, with the suicide risk among the unemployed being 15.5 times higher than that among the employed. Individuals with lower education levels also have a 4.37 times higher suicide risk than those with higher education. Additionally, low-wage and low-skilled workers face higher suicide risks. The survey also found that the most common method of suicide in Hong Kong is jumping from heights. The Executive Director of Suicide Prevention Services, Vincent Ng Kai Kwan, pointed out that the problem of suicide in Hong Kong has become more serious, especially in recent years when the world has undergone significant changes. Hong Kong has faced various challenges in terms of livelihood and economy, which have significantly impacted the mental health of its residents. This has led to a sharp increase in demand for their services, with an average of over 10,000 calls received per month. He noted that of the young people who call, 16% are facing employment and economic difficulties. A service user shared his personal experience, stating that he suffered from depression due to having been exposed to domestic violence as a child and having limited educational qualifications, which led to poor employment prospects. His condition gradually stabilized only through counseling by social workers from the organization. Later, he took a part-time job with an organization. He said, "For us, people recovering from mental health problems, having the opportunity to find a job and to be accepted and embraced by the public allows us to use our strengths, regain confidence and hope." Professor Paul Yip Su Fei, director of the CSRP, believes that many urban residents are experiencing invisible stress amid Hong Kong's rapid social changes and continued economic instability. The center has made four recommendations, including that the government provide more opportunities for continuing education, training services, vocational training, and employment support programs for people with lower education levels, so that they can see a future. Furthermore, the CSRP urges the government to strengthen the regulation of lenders who promote spend before you earn schemes and companies that use the expedited approval process to attract young customers while charging high interest rates and fees, often leading indebted young people into financial crisis and suicide. The CSRP advocates for policies that compel lenders to make responsible loan approvals, crack down on reckless lending practices, and raise the bar for young people to borrow. The CSRP calls on companies to increase employment opportunities for people in mental health recovery and youth with special educational needs. They suggest lowering entry thresholds such as educational requirements and skills, providing on-the-job training, creating an inclusive and equal work environment and culture, accommodating their unique needs in the workplace, and practicing tolerance and respect. In addition, the CSRP recommends that the education sector promote a diverse and healthy learning environment where young people with different talents can excel. It suggests raising students' awareness of mental health, helping them identify emotional problems early, and knowing how to seek professional help. Schools can also organize various activities to build students' resilience. In addition, teachers and parents should be trained to identify students at risk of mental health problems early and to understand how to provide support. Suicide rates by age group in Hong Kong, with several age groups increasing in 2021 and 2022. In particular, the 15 to 24 age group saw a rapid rise from 6.2 in 2014 to 12.2 in 2022.